Ravana next called for the great Rakshasa hero, Akampana. You are well versed in the use of all kinds of weapons, and your eagerness for battle is second to none. So go now and exterminate the army of monkeys, and thus do away with Ram and Lakshman once and for all. As Akampana approached the battlefield, his left eye began to twitch convulsively. His voice became choked up, and his horses became depressed. But, ignoring these evil omens, Akampana sallied forth with the foremost of the Rakshasa warriors, bearing their clubs, swords, chakras, spears, axes, and bows. And in the gruesome encounter which followed, the dust raised by the opposing armies became so thick that friend could not be discerned from foe. Monkeys began slaying monkeys, and Rakshasas killed other Rakshasas. Mainda, Dvavida, Nala, and Kumuda littered the battlefield with innumerable gore-smeared bodies of Rakshasas, and the enraged Akampana responded by routing the monkey army with a deluge of arrows. Seeing the monkey ranks scattering like clouds in the wind, Hanuman approached Akampana while others supported him from behind. Akampana sent forth showers of arrows, but Hanuman simply laughed and tore off a huge crag from a mountain peak. Roaring, Hanuman rushed towards Akampana, hurling the huge mass of rock around with just one hand. But the Rakshasa general easily smashed the crag with his arrows. Now, flared with rage, Hanuman uprooted a huge banyan tree and rushed towards Akampana. Thus, seeing Hanuman in such a fierce aspect, smashing their chariots and the trees that stood in his path, the Rakshasa soldiers began to flee. Akampana, however, stood fast. As Hanuman continued rushing forward, the Rakshasa shot him with 14 arrows, but still, Hanuman did not waver. He closed in and crashed the giant tree upon Akampana's head, causing him to fall down dead to the ground. While the leaderless Rakshasas retreated to Lanka for safety, Ram, Lakshman, and the other monkey warriors surrounded Hanuman, blessing him with heartfelt praise. It was still before noontime when Ravana heard of the death of Akampana. Hearing that yet another of his supposedly invincible generals had been killed by a mere band of monkeys, Ravana became greatly agitated. He called his ministers for a tour of the city's remaining fortifications. Ravana then told his commander-in-chief, "O Prahasta, only you, myself, Kumbhakarna, Indrajit, and Nikumbha are capable of defeating these monkeys. So we are now hard-pressed. I want you to be the next to attack the enemy." "O King, previously I advised you to return Sita to Ram. However, now that war has been declared, please know that I am prepared to lay down my life on your behalf." Quickly, Prahasta mobilized his army, and within an hour, he mounted his chariot and departed for the fight. While approaching the battlefield, Prahasta observed carnivorous birds circling counterclockwise above his head. Meteors streaked across the sky, while she-jackals shrieked ominously. A squawking vulture came and perched atop his flagstaff, and then cold, piercing winds blew as dark clouds showered blood upon Prahasta. The whip in his charioteer's hand slipped repeatedly, and his horses stumbled, although the path was level. Then, Prahasta's luster began to fade. But still, as the monkeys and Rakshasas roared challenges toward each other, Prahasta confidently advanced towards the army of Sugriva, just like a moth rushing into a flame. And when the fighting began, Prahasta's four main assistants, Narantaka, Kumbhanu, Mahanada, and Samunata, created a great massacre within the ranks of the monkey army. Dvivida then killed Narantaka by hurling a huge mountain peak. Durmukha smashed Samunata to death with a gigantic tree, and likewise, Jambavan hurled a huge rock which crushed Mahanada's chest, while Tara eliminated Kumbhanu with the help of a tall tree. In reply, the greatly angry Prahasta released torrents of arrows, slaughtering thousands of monkeys and scattering those who still remained alive somehow. Nila, the commander-in-chief of the monkeys, responded by exterminating innumerable Rakshasa soldiers. And soon thereafter, Nila and Prahasta came face to face. Prahasta's arrows shot through Nila's body and entered the earth. Still, as the Rakshasa rushed towards him, Nila uprooted a huge tree and struck a severe blow. Undaunted, Prahasta continued showering his arrows. When he was unable to dodge the arrows, Nila simply accepted them with closed eyes, just as a bull might receive an autumn thunder shower. Taking up yet another tree, Nila killed Prahasta's horses, and while roaring loudly, broke the Rakshasa's bow. Picking up a club, Prahasta jumped down from his disabled chariot. The two warriors began fighting hand to hand, tooth to tooth. Prahasta then struck Nila on the forehead with his club, making a gash that bled profusely. Without wavering, Nila countered by striking Prahasta in the chest with a tree. But also oblivious to the bow, the Rakshasa commander again rushed towards Nila, who grabbed a giant rock. Then, as Prahasta came closer, Nila hurled the boulder upon Prahasta's head, breaking it into pieces and causing the Rakshasa to immediately fall down dead. At this, the Rakshasa army panicked and fled back to Lanka, while Ram and Lakshman congratulated Nila.